Well, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Trio podcast. I'm Bob.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Graham.
And this is going to be a really, really fun show for you guys tonight. We are going to be previewing everything you need to know about this weekend's Boston Sauce Party. I cannot freaking wait for that.
It's going to be so good.
Very saucy.
Very saucy. A lot of sauce, a lot of beer, a lot of good vibes happen. It's going to be awesome. So we're going to get into that. Graham and I have a newly refound obsession with Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Definitely. Is starting the obsession with Fallout.
Yeah.
He's a young boy on his journey.
It's funny because you would think with my video game stuff that I was a fan of Fallout because I have, I think it was Fallout 4, and I bought like the big edition with like the Pip-Boy phone holder.
So jealous.
That your phone goes in. Unfortunately, that was for when phones were normal people size. So nothing today fits in that phone holder. But there was like an app you could use and like mm-hmm. a whole thing. Mm-hmm.
I used to use that app all the time. Like I'd literally sit there.
Duct tape.
I legit like took rubber bands and rubber banded my phone to my wrist so I could sit there and use the Fallout app while I played 4 when that came out.
So, yeah.
I'm the coolest.
Yeah. So I have that. I have the thing. I bought. It's got the nice Steel Series case. It's mm-hmm, got the whole mm-hmm. everything. I think I played it for like 12 minutes. That's just...
You're missing out, man. That's all it is. You're just missing out.
And then, so last week, we were going to play Fallout 76 on stream. I was like, you know what? Haven't played a Fallout yet. Let's just figure what this is about real quick. So we played last Thursday.
Yeah, last Thursday.
We played for like a couple hours. It was me and Bob, and
because I had never played 76 either.
Yeah, we made a crucial mistake, or at least I made a crucial mistake. Well, you made the mistake I had to follow. You jumped to level 20.
Oh no, I didn't make the mistake. I just didn't want to slog through the low levels.
Yeah, it wasn't a mistake for you. I have no idea what 1 through 20 means.
You just progress a little slower if you start at the beginning. That's literally all it is.
They're like, pick a thing.
And if you go to 20, you get to pick your loadout, weapons, your special, your stats, your perks, and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't know what any of those meant.
Well, in my defense, I told Joe his special, because if you're new to Fallout, your stats are based off of the special acronym. For strength, perception, endurance, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I told Joe, okay, look at it like D&D. Your strength, pretty self-explanatory. Strength, you know, perception. Endurance is how much shit you can carry, how much you can run, and how long you can use VATS and that kind of stuff. The slow-mo action time, bullet time, basically.
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out.
Luck is another one. See, Phil agrees, Purple Prince in chat. Luck 10 all day, every day.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just because random shit happens. I love low int characters, too. Because every now and then, you'll either get special dialogue to make you just a complete idiot. Or you'll get... oh, my God, I forget what it's called. But you get a special, like, EXP burst. Mm. Just because you have a 1 intelligence. It's like idiot savant or something like that, where you just get double XP because you're dumb.
I'll say it though, high end characters make the game on easy mode.
Yeah,
you just breeze through things because you're smarter than everyone else around you in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
and in some games, perception does jack shit. So, like in New Vegas, and I made that mistake.
So in 76, I think I went with the strength one. I think I did heavy strength. Because Bob was like, I've never played a melee character before. And I was like, I just want to punch things to death. That sounds fun. So I did that one. And then
it does fail.
A couple of
makes
things,
the best sound effect.
It really did.
That's literally the sound effect. All right. With the ba-doom-tsh.
So, yeah, I don't know. We're playing at I think we're going to play tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know if you're around. But
I'll be around. I got to download it still
But yeah, you should start that before you leave work.
Yeah.
Yeah. They Steam compresses a lot of games to make the download smaller. Not this one. This was a straight 96 gig download.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to delete a couple things too.
That was yeah.
I'll get that started tonight just so it's
just in case. Let it download overnight. Right. Let it simmer a little bit.
Let it cook.
A little slow burn.
I was like, oh, I'll download it. It shouldn't take that long. It's like 96 gigs. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Joe had mentioned that in our chat last week, and I'm like, I don't know. I have Game Pass, and I can get it on Game Pass. But what if it falls off and they don't really have the ultimate edition of like 4 or that kind of thing? And I don't want to rebuy the whole game. So I rebought the game.
Yeah.
And I got 76. And then I got Fallout 3 Ultimate Edition for like $5.
So I had like half of them anyway. So I just bought the whole pack. And then the thing that threw me off, I think everyone says New Vegas was amazing.
Yes.
So I went to go. I had a little bit of Adderall time left before it like it fell off. And I was like, oh, I have a little bit of time. Let me see if I can play a single player game. So I turned on New Vegas, and was met with immediate technical problems because I have an ultra widescreen monitor and the game is too old to do ultra widescreen.
Joe,
so
you
everything
are officially,
is just stretched.
You are officially a New Vegas player because that is one of the charms of New Vegas are the glitches. I literally watched a Deathclaw get rocketed straight up into the air, and I'm sitting there waiting for it to come down. It took a few minutes, and then it landed right in front of me and one-shot me. So,
because I like how it got to live, but
yeah, no
you
fall
had
damage.
To die.
Yeah.
It just, phew,
it
I'm
is
like,
the
okay.
way.
We'll there see you in go. A minute.
Yeah, it's it was. I spent like the first 15 minutes trying to like fix that, and then I had another issue with audio, which apparently. Is just Fallout because 76, I had the same issue with you.
Yeah.
If you alt tab and then go back in, my surround sound headphones were only listening in like a cone this way and a cone this way. So if I'm staring directly at the person trying to have a dialogue, I hear nothing. But if I turn to you while that person is talking, crystal clear in my right ear.
That is the charm of a Bethesda game. Skyrim, any of the other Elder Scrolls games. Mm-hmm. It's not a bug, it's a feature.
I had
for your enjoyment.
This was years ago. I had the Logitech wireless, like giant fucking headphones that were the 7.1 surround sound. Mm-hmm. And the reason I threw them in the garbage was because that exact thing was happening in every game. So I was trying to play Minecraft, and I kept getting blown up by creepers. I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I realized that I was, like, shoveling, and I didn't hear anything. There was just nothing in front of me. I was like, wait a fucking minute. There's supposed to be sound here. And then that's when I caught a creeper coming up this way, and it was like, and then I turned. It was like, I'm like, oh, fuck, my audio's messed up. That's why I can't hear him. And then I threw
in
out
the
my
trash.
So that was a dumb bug where you had to uninstall the whole USB thing, then unplug it and then plug it back in, and then it would work for an undetermined amount of time before it would happen again. And one of the times I was playing like a comp game, some FPS, and I just couldn't hear it, just turned off. And I got so frustrated, I was like, click, garbage. And I went and I bought my Arctis, which I've had since.
Yeah.
So.
I had IQ uninstall itself. Completely uninstall itself.
That's just
it was the last time we streamed. Like I don't even it wasn't even 76. It was the time before that we streamed. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I have to turn my headphones up a bit. I go back in, I go into iRacing, and I'm like, huh. Everything's disconnected. That's weird. It was just working.
I'm missing things.
And I go back, I'm like, all right, let me check IQ. Not on my desktop.
What IQ, Bob?
Okay. It's not on my taskbar. I do a search. Doesn't exist. So I go in to re-download IQ, and it's like, oh, no, it's already there.
Yeah.
It's Schrodinger's app.
IQ is not a good app.
It really isn't. And I regret owning headphones and a keyboard and a mouse from Corsair.
See, the problem is that their peripherals are really good. Their fans are amazing. Like, they're like light software. That's why I also have IQ installed because like my RAM is through them. My fans are through them.
My RAM's through them and it doesn't, it's not recognized.
That could be a bigger issue.
or at least I can't change the color because it should be RGB. Should. I think I purposely bought RGB.
we'll have to check that. But yeah, no, I have like the whole thing with them and I like the software. Well, I hate the software, but the hardware itself is like quality hardware. Like just fix the fucking program. It doesn't need to do 9 million things, but it's like, but we're going to make it do 9 million things.
It's like a menu at a diner. It's going to have 9,000 things. It's not going to be good.
None of them
There's
are good.
There's a couple that are going to be
You
okay.
watch your mouth.
That's the same as Teams.
You watch your mouth. Diners are fantastic, and I will not have any slander.
You know, I love diners. But I'm not wrong.
Right, but you're not going to order the diner filet mignon.
That's because Dave in the back just got off his cigarette break where he might have smoked a little crack, all right?
Just because we know that filet was microwaved doesn't mean we're not going to eat it.
I was joking actually today with a coworker saying, you know, when you go to a diner, you really only order like fried food, a burger, and soup.
And the breakfast stuff. Yeah.
You're not sitting there ordering prime rib.
No.
And you're not touching seafood.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How
old?
How dare you attempt clam chowder at a diner?
I know someone who's had shrimp salad at a diner.
Oh, I know someone who's had shrimp poisoning.
I'm like, you are tempting fate.
You, sir, just want your ass to explode. I get it. Every now and then it's good to have a cleanse.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever had at a diner?
To non-New Jerseyans?
Mine. I'm ready.
See, I stay safe with the years. It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still ordering breakfast. I'm not touching it.
So if we're looking at it as somebody not from New Jersey or not from around here, disco fries.
Oh.
That is the weirdest thing I would order at a diner.
And other that's than that, still I'm a safe like, choice.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm doing like a breakfast burger. See? Bacon, egg, and cheese on a burger.
I learned my lesson with cheesesteak.
Ooh.
To no longer trust diner cheesesteaks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because it's never the right cheese.
It's whatever cheese they have on hand.
It's whatever cheese that was available. And B, the driest steak.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my college teammates get together every year for like a yearly gathering. And we went to a diner the next day, and we have a friend named French. His last name's French. And we bully French mercilessly. He's like this little short kid. He's scrawny. He's just like, he's a pipsqueak. We tell him he's not allowed to order breakfast. No eggs for him. And then we all start screaming at him that he's not allowed to have eggs. So we force him to order something else. And this poor waitress is just like, can you leave this kid alone? We're like, no. He's not allowed to have breakfast. No eggs for him. So we ordered an inside out grilled cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a real diner food. Yep.
It's a real thing.
Everything was on the outside encased in what is only explained to as fried cheese with bread in the middle.
Mm.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen, and he had to eat it.
That is vile.
We forced him to eat it. He's like, you're not going to waste this diner's food.
How dare you? You eat that questionable cheese. From now on, I will call that man Napoleon. Is from your entire description.
Oh, yeah. That is what he is.
I can't get over the inside out grilled cheese.
Yeah, I want to know who came up with
that. Why put bread in? Just don't. Put cheese in a fryer.
Yeah, that's like.
I think it had tomato on it, but like in the between the middle bread and outer layer of cheese.
That's vile.
Yeah, no,
that is someone, absolutely heinous.
There was no grabbing it either. It was just greasy cheese. You can't. And it was hot.
Yeah, because it burns. There's a reason there's bread in the way. That the bread is what stops it from burning.
How high was the cook when he came up with that to put it on the menu?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
like
all of the crack.
Yes. You know what happened? I bet I know exactly what happened. One day, the chef was making grilled cheese, flipped it accidentally backwards, and then went, nah, fuck it. I'm not remaking that one. Inside out grilled cheese. And someone was like, that looks good. Put it on the menu. That's got to be what happened. That has to be what happened.
It has to be.
There's no other way. There's just no other way.
It's the only thing possible.
Have you noticed the graph of Wawa's versus diners versus Quick Checks? For a while, it peaked with like Wawa's starting to overtake diners. And then everyone was like, well, yeah, because Wawa's are better than diners. Yeah. They essentially have the same food. One of them is faster and I can get snacks mm-hmm. and I don't have to eat here. and so they started
somehow
to overtake.
That's a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus. I could eat in my car like a raccoon so no one could see what I was eating because I'm ashamed. When I'm in the booth of a diner, everyone sees what I was eating.
But everyone there is eating the same shame food.
It doesn't matter. May not have been what I did tonight before the show.
There's still shame.
I shame ate my chicken salad sandwich in my car like a goddamn New Jerseyan would.
So for a while there, I felt like Wawa's were overtaking diners, and it was just a matter of time before diners just disappear completely. And then Quick Check really just never had a shot. Like, they're there, but like...
They're scrappy.
Yeah.
Quick Check is the New York Jets of, like, Jersey food, though.
Yeah, they're there, and no one wants
to
be there.
No one wants them to be there. When you go there, you just realize they kind of suck.
Yeah. Yeah, something about being inside of them makes you want to smoke a cigarette. I don't know.
It's the people inside of them. And then...
Accurate.
And then... Wawa.
Sorry, Graham. You're a Jets fan, right, Graham?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Jets fan.
So I apologize.
No.
No, we like this. I'm a Dolphins fan. Yeah. We take this in stride.
This is all normal.
Yeah. This is just what happens with Jets fans.
I have a great Jets fan story. Sorry. Oh, I was on a train. A sip
great
for dramatic.
Story.
A sip for dramatic pause. On my way back to my buddy's apartment in Manhattan after a Mets game. And these guys next to us were whispering about, like, oh, I think that's him. And I leaned over. I was curious. I was like, who? And they're like, that guy over there with the hoodie, that's Zach Wilson. And I was like, there's no shot in hell that's Zach Wilson. And then me and my buddy, who I went to the Mets game with, are Jets fans. And we start dogging Zach Wilson, just absolutely tearing him apart. He's the worst quarterback in the league. He's trash. He shouldn't have done that with his mom's friend, da-da-da, this, that. And then this dude has a girl sit on his lap, takes her off the lap, pulls his hood back. It's Zach fucking Wilson. He's right there. And we were just like, sorry, dude. Yeah. And at the time, I was...
Big fan. Can I get your autograph? Big fan.
No, at the time I was 29, and he was like 22, 23. Yeah. He makes millions. I think he signed a contract, made millions.
Well, he's making millions now with Denver.
Yeah.
He got to Denver?
Yeah, they traded him to Denver.
Oh, I thought he became a real estate agent.
He has that face. He does have that face. Like, if you see him on a billboard, you're going to buy a house. You're going to do it.
He's trusting. I mean, for like houses, not for footballs.
Did you know what they said about him when he was getting drafted to the Jets? He's not a good fit there because of cultural differences, which is just ESPN code for he doesn't like black people. Mm. And he's in New York. Mm.
That's
and I'm not taking that one back. I don't like Zach Wilson.
In the chat, Purple Prince says, that's the best description. I've never smoked in my life, and I need an unfiltered Pall Mall Red.
Every time.
Damn, that Quick Check got him again.
Got him. So I feel like diners are having like a renaissance because they've been equally shitty this whole time. It's never faltered. It's always been the same.
The one constant in everybody's life.
There's that one diner manager. It's like, hold the line.
Yeah.
We'll be here when they all pass.
And Wawa dipped real hard. To be honest, Quick Check can only go up. So realistically speaking, the diners are now holding the line, and I feel like they're starting to come back.
Yeah, no. Here's their true edge, though. If you try hard enough at any diner, they're all BYOB.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the one that I like going to...
And sometimes they'll give you to-go cups, which is highly illegal, but they'll do it.
It's a diner. It's a Jersey diner.
Yeah.
Like, I love going to the one... it's a little north from here that has one of the train booths. Like, there's a train car in the back from the Blue Comet. And I love sitting in the train car every time we go there. As little trains run around. It is also
I will home, wait for the train car, please.
It is also home of the biggest burger. I think ever. It's like fucking 50 pounds or 25 pounds.
I feel like we can beat that.
You can't. It's... I saw the pictures. It's like four people. You got so no shot in hell. It's like 7 to 10 pounds a person. It's physically impossible. And then the last time we were there, they had the world's smallest burger. And I was like, I'm really not that hungry. What the fuck is the world's smallest burger? Hit me up. You know the SpongeBob episode for the little mini Krabby Patties? That was pretty much what they are.
Oh, my God.
And there were like four of them. You got like four of them. I was like, there's no way these are going to be good. They're too small. How do you medium rare something that small?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. So it I go just and kisses the grill.
I go and I take a little bite and I'm like, motherfucker. It's tender. I don't know how they did it. I can't even get meatballs this tender. It's like a
who's
quarter
your
of
chef?
The size.
Who is it?
Let me see if I can find.
I'm going to shake this man's hand.
Let me see if I can find their burger.
Phil says also mozzarella sticks. Wawa sticks are true ass.
They really are.
Yes, Phil.
They're chicken though. Like the quick serve in the thing, the buffalo chicken bits.
Surprisingly good.
So good.
It a little salty, but I'll eat like them every time.
Same with the jalapeno poppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super salty. Yeah. I will say.
Like you're. You're gonna
it's a full-on salt bomb. You need a drink.
Sorry, I was wrong. 50 pounds would be easy. It's 105.
We're going to make sure you never finish this.
Dude, I think you get like 8 people, and I still don't think it's enough.
That website was really loading great.
It really...
Even 105 full white people, screen. Like a pound of...
That's still a pound a person. Yeah, 100 people is still...
You're going to be shitting for like 3 days straight.
And it's going to be one log, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You are going to clog your neighbor's solid. Toilet with that turd. The chef is the guy who's smoking a Pall Mall, probably.
Oh, yeah. A little ash in the burger. Never hurt anybody.
100%.
It just adds to the marinade. Yep. That's all.
There you go. 9 friends. You and 9 friends. So you have 10 people to clear 105 pounds of burger.
Is there a time limit?
An hour.
So 10 people.
10 people.
105 pounds.
105 right. pounds. That is
has
10.
It been done?
That is 10 pounds a person. The fact that
plus
they're offering
you win
up.
$1,000.
It's 2 grand.
Oh, it's 2 grand
it's
now?
It's 2 grand. Wow. 2 grand.
All right. So if any.
The $1,000 one is you and 4 friends, so 5 people. Have a 25 pound of beef, 50 pounds in total. So it's 25 pounds of cheese, lettuce, bread, tomatoes.
See, that's the only thing slowing
me down.
I feel
like that's
though.
Something we could do. That one,
I would try it, but the so raw then, tomato just doesn't sit.
So I don't do tomatoes.
Then
tomato.
There's the Zeus, which is 7 pounds of beef, 15 pounds total. That's one person. So one person has to eat 15 pounds in an
Holy
hour and a half.
Crap.
I'd be mad looking at that. I'd be
or,
like, you're disgusting. Don't look at me.
Or if you bring one friend, but you have 45 minutes.
Because you know they made that stipulation because someone was like, what if we just split it?
Yeah,
like, all right, I'll cut the time a little bit.
Yeah, I'll cut the time in half.
By the way, Phil says, fucking bet, Joe. And that's a lot of magic cards, Joe.
I know, like, I know I could eat a lot, but not that much. The problem with me and burgers is, like, hot burgers, delicious. Burgers after literally 6 minutes, disgusting.
Yeah, you got to scarf.
There's no in between. You either have a dry burger that is now damp or cold that don't taste good, or you have a hot, delicious burger, and there's no in between. It's meatloaf or burger. And at 105 pounds of burger, that's a meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's most certainly a meatloaf. Even the picture is just disgusting.
Yeah.
It looks like it looks fake. It doesn't look like it's real.
It does. It looks like a cartoon. Yeah. They have to put, like, I think those are kebab sticks. I don't think those are toothpicks. I think those are full kebab sticks.
We got to hold this bad
going
boy
through to hold it together.
That's the car that SpongeBob drives. That's not even a burger at that point.
Yeah.
So that's their burger challenge.
Have you guys ever done one of those burger challenges? Even at like one of those, eat this pound burger and you get a t-shirt and your picture on the wall.
I did the Pete Nelda's pizza thing.
Yeah, I've done the Pete Nelda's too.
I did three. They wouldn't give me another t-shirt.
Wait, the pizza in one sitting?
Yeah. I was a different man when I was like 23.
We need to have a conversation, Joe.
It's really thin the pizza. Fuck?
I don't care. Three full pies. I don't care how thin it is.
Phil found our next cooking episode.
You saw me eat an entire pie in front of you when Everett came here. I rolled it up like a fucking taquito.
That is true. I did see that. I was less appalled. If you had three of them, I would have been like, you sick bastard.
But imagine, that was like three times thicker than the Pete Nelda's one.
True. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So Phil says he tried the five fat sandwich challenge at Rutgers.
Ooh.
How your arteries doing.
That was one of those where I'm like, I could totally probably do that. And then I saw it on an episode of Man vs. Food. And midway through it, I'm like, no, I couldn't do that.
Never mind. Couldn't
do it.
The amount of grease that enters your arteries while trying that challenge is appalling, actually.
He got 3.5 out of 5.
That's all right. Actually that's impressive.
That's impressive.
That's something I never wanted to try. Like, I thought about it because, again, I was like, I could do this. My friends just call me the black hole for a reason. I could out-eat everyone, even, like, the really fat friends. Yeah. I could eat, like, for no reason. It just goes.
Dude.
The kid was built for food.
Even last year at when we went to Pocono, that one Saturday night, we're exhausted. We're like, you want to just say like Wingstop or something? I'm sitting there. I got like a chicken sandwich and like a side of like mozzarella sticks or something. Joe's like, yeah, so I got some wings. I got some more wings. I got some chicken. I got some fries. And I'm like,
and then the chicken sandwich looked really good.
Like, what the fuck?
I walked a lot that day. You did. I clocked. So that weekend, if you look at my like watch steps, and I normally trend at like 5 to 10,000 steps a day. That's like my up and down, give or take. The weekend of the races, 29 to 37,000 steps. Like, not even close.
Just blowing it out the water. There we go.
Because I was taking photos.
Yeah.
And I was
on the move.
I was inside the oval, so I got I got to go like in the grass areas where like if they the crashed, I die.
Yeah,
I had the little.
Oh,
you
there
know.
We go.
So, you had to sit through a training that said you are not allowed to sit or crouch.
Yeah, don't
because
crouch,
you will
don't
get
sit.
Hit by a car.
Specifically, don't go to these areas. And then they were like, "No, you can't go over there." And I was like,
"I'm going
as
right
I walk over the
there.
Little barrier."
Stupid barrier!
I'm in danger.
I was sitting at one part, and I was over in front of the barrier, like right. As it was like turn one, and I was sitting over there because it was like pretty good shots going around that turn. And then I'm taking a picture, and then as I take the picture, I notice one car just starts pointing at me. And I was like, that's an accident. And instead of instinctually moving away from the accident, I just went zoom, click, 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 as it just crashed in front of me.
Probably got some sick shots though.
I did.
They were amazing.
I did. I got some real good ones of the rubber, like the tires, like
mangling around whatever the guy
it
hit.
Was as they were trying to slam on the brakes. I was taking photos fast enough
like
that I got the rubber, like the sidewall warp.
Yeah, that's
and
sick.
It was full tilted too, which is not how it's supposed to look. So I don't know. I don't know if they use the photo. I know he did for the NJ 101.5. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got some good ones on that wreck. And then as I left, whatever I was sitting in, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the other side and go like the ditch area and see if I can catch everything. And as I get over there, I hear and I look up to the fucking TV. There was another wreck right in that corner. I was like, damn it,
should have stayed.
But I wanted to go in this side of the grass. But it was a fun time, just a lot of fucking steps. Oh, so yeah, no, I ate back those calories. That was we're not holding back. I knew the next day was going to be another fucking that.
And gotta that refuel. And that was day two of three straight days of him doing that. Like even Friday, I got to Joe's house. We pack up, and I'm like, "All right, cool, we're going to the track." And Joe's like, "Wait, we're not going to the hotel first?" I'm like, "No, we're going to the track. We'll go after the lower series ARCA race." And he's like, "Okay."
Cargo pants it is.
Walked around, went back to the room for like 30 minutes, and we're like, "You want to go to the casino?" All right, sure.
Well, yeah,
good trip to the casino.
We didn't know what to do. I was like, "You want to?" There's not a lot of food around here. There's like random places. You just want to go to the I forget the name of the place. It's the big one.
Oh, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun. So you just want to go there and see what that's about?
They mailed shit to me now.
Of course. Because you won. They're going to send you things and be like,
"You want to come back?
We need that back." I lost. They don't send me shit. They're like, "No, we already got him. He's not coming back."
No,
we
cracked that you guy. You went up and then you immediately said, "How can I turn this money into nothing?"
Yes.
bet.
And so I did.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Ooh, I got 50 bucks. I'm happy."
I am lucky with all sorts of dumb shit outside of gambling. Like, I will find the best deals in stores. I'll get out of all sorts of tickets. I could get lucky in all sorts of ways in life. Put me in a casino, we're having a bad time. It's just, I've understood.
There goes the mortgage.
Unless.
The rent.
I am completely hammered. Every time I am shit-faced, I apparently pick a random slot machine, just, I guess, gently touch it. This is third-party stories. I don't know if this is real.
What he means say is caress it.
Yeah, I caress the machine. Softly. I put money in. I press a button. Apparently, I usually hit the minigame, like, immediately. Win something. My friend presses the cash-out button, and then I pass out. And in the morning, I wake up to a voucher in one of my pockets. And I don't know what happened. It's happened like 5 times.
Oh, so this is just a... So bring Joe to the casino and
hammered.
Get hammered. Yeah.
That's how it works.
All right. No problem. We can do that.
Phil goes, "Sir, please stop touching the slot machine inappropriately."
He's out there whispering sweet nothings.
Yeah. Take that 20. Take it. Take it. I know it's upside down. You're going to take it anyway. You're a dirty slot machine. Y'all know where that 20's been.
Just you're going to hell.
So we're going to Boston this weekend.
Yeah. That's what this is for.
So what is that? That has been, you know what, honestly, looking at it, it kind of blends in with the background.
It was kind of, you wouldn't even know it was there if I just didn't touch it.
From this point of view, I genuinely didn't see it until you touched it. Like, it just...
It vanished.
Banffed into existence.
So we had the little DJI gimbal for, like, cell phones and stuff, and it works. It gets... You know, the job done for a cell phone.
If you saw our Asbury Park video, all of our PAX videos, they were all done on that.
All of the B-roll that we shot for all of our YouTube videos prior was all shot with that gimbal. So it works, you know, pretty well. But I wanted a gimbal for our, what you're currently looking at us through. But they have been so expensive for so long. But thankfully, it's been long enough year-wise that they finally come down to like prices where people could actually buy them. So this is the DJI Ronin SC. So this has been out for like, I think 3-ish years now. So it's for mirrorless cameras or any smaller cameras that weigh, I think under 2.2 kilograms or somewhere thereabout. And you can put the camera on here. It has, all of these axes. So as I grab this and spin it around, the camera will just kind of stay perfectly put. So we'll be walking around. We'll be kind of doing our thing. I think this year we're going to be doing more of a vlog style, like guerrilla media.
Literally thing. Just guy with camera. Hey, all right, so we're here. What are we doing here? Or like candid like videos of us like
doing whatever.
Doing stupid shit.
Trying super hot sauce and burning our mouths.
Just run the table.
Yeah, just run it. So that's what this is for. It should be fun. I was messing with it yesterday, and I was chasing baby around because he's an absolute idiot. So as I put it down lower to the ground and started chasing him, he would take like 4 steps and then turn around and stare at it. And then I would keep moving closer, so then he would run another 4 steps. And then turn around and look at it. I'm like, are you a fucking cat or a fucking dog? Because it looks like you're a goddamn dog. And then at some point, he got tired of running. So he just turned around and then just started sniffing it. And because the angle, the lens I was using was zoomed all the way out, it was slightly wide angle. So as he got really close, his head just got really wide. And like his nose was really pointed. I was like, you are the dumbest fucking, I mean, this is hilarious footage.
So you saved the video, right?
Oh yeah, it's on my computer downstairs.
You can soon you'll be able to go to our social medias and watch that video because that is going to be prime.
A minute of a dope. but yeah, no, it's it worked pretty well. I was kind of like just hobbling around the house trying to see how like stable it is, and pretty good.
I'm excited for it.
It had another fun mode where it syncs up to your cell phone, and there is a thing called Force, I think it's called Force View, where it uses the gyro of your camera, like of your phone, to move that. So if I start going this way, this would move this way or this way. So if I like just shake it up and down, it'll shake up and down. Which was fun. Yeah, I was having a good time. I think there's a video of that somewhere too with no audio. It's just of me like, I'm doing the test. And then I spun it at myself and then just went like this. Wow, 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 wow.
we're trying. There's some kind of tracking feature.
Allegedly.
Allegedly
gonna,
on there.
I'm going to say allegedly at this point.
Where you can tell the camera to track and follow somebody.
Yeah.
We tried that today and it.
It doesn't like Bob.
It doesn't like me. Joe had it set up to focus at me, point at me, and he's like, all right, move. So I step to the right. The camera immediately goes to the left.
Not only does it go to the left, but then it shunned you, pointed up at the ceiling, and then spun in the opposite direction.
I literally walked in front of the camera. I'm like, hey, camera, I'm right here. The camera just goes, nope.
I don't want to look at you.
I was laughing. I was like, you just got shunned by a camera.
I technology hates me, and that is proof.
Yeah.
That is proof in and of itself. That technology absolutely despises me.
It was funny.
Literally, I'm sitting there, I'm like, hi, I'm right here, camera. Come look at me. I'm going to take a step to the right. And the camera goes to the left. I'm like,
I was like, nope.
All right. So I take a step in front of the camera. Like, hey, bud, I'm over here. The camera goes,
nope. Go fuck yourself.
If it had hands, it would have flipped me off.
It did yell. So it tried its best. It was like, no.
It did. And, no, yeah, thanks. And then it's like, person undetected. I'm like, really?
Right really? Here. Couldn't find you. And then I pointed it at you, and it found you. And then you took like 1 step to the left, and it just got lost. It just gave up, quit. It literally pointed down. I was like, that's...
Aww.
You got sad? That's not how... what happened?
Your camera has depression now.
Yeah, apparently. But I am excited. We have a 512 gig hard drive or SD card, which I thought was a lot until I started recording 4K yesterday in testing. Because normally we don't shoot 4K. Whenever we do those YouTube videos, we do 1080p because
you don't need 4K. Your phone's not going to do 4K. But doesn't matter.
I figure this time around, we have the technology. Let's just shoot in 4K. How bad could it be? A 2 minute video that chasing baby around, it was about 2 minutes, almost a gig.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
So we're back to 1080p?
Oh, no. I'm bringing a laptop that I'm just going to dump photos on day after day. No,
we're sticking with 4K.
We're doing 4K. This is going to be the first video that we do in 4K.
I'll take
always
it.
Always forward, never backwards.
Yeah. I might switch it down to 30 frames a second instead of 60. See if we cut down that bit a little bit.
Nah, just let it rock. Let's see what happens.
I wish it could do 24. It was like cinema.
Ooh.
Frame.
Ooh, that'd be really nice.
Completely unnecessary because I think YouTube only lets it 30 or 60.
Yeah.
But it would be hilarious. Here's the cinematic cut on the website where it's just a frame rate difference. Sick. It's God. Just ever so slightly slower. So it's like 10 seconds longer.
The cinema cut.
But yeah, there's going to be so many great hot sauce makers at the show this weekend.
Yeah, how many are they at?
They are at, I want to say, like 24.
I'm so excited.
So you can get your tickets now, bostonsauceparty.com. They are limited. They are very close to selling out, so that should be cool. Make sure you get your tickets now. And the sauce makers that are going to be there, I have the list. Ballymerl, which looks like that's going to be an Indian style spices, which is going to be fun.
Mm.
Big Rich's Gourmet Hot Sauce and Marinade. Mm.
Love Marinade.
Burke's Hot Sauce, which Burke's is throwing a pre-show party Friday night.
Yes.
With our friends at the Full Slice Podcast. They're going to be there. Contest, giveaways, games, hot sauce, beer. It's at the Fermentary. I don't have the address off the top of my head, but it's going to be there, sponsored by Full Slice and Burke's. So make sure you do that as the hot sauce kickoff party.
Yeah.
Everyone that's going to be at the show is going to be there. So say hi, make friends and all that kind of thing. Let's see who else is going to be there. Butterfly Bakery of Vermont. I believe they're new this year.
Mm-hmm.
Chappie's Pickles is back. Definitely got to get me some more pickles.
Love them pickles.
Crake Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Def Con is going to be there again. Yeah. They're sponsoring the pizza again.
Yeah. Which I will not partake in this time because we have to drive. It's always on Sunday.
It is.
And then we have to drive back. And my ass can't handle a 5.5 hour drive after eating that. This is not happening.
Yeah. We barely survived Philly.
Right.
We went to the arcade.
And that was 25 minutes away. I can't do 5.5. No. I can't do it. Well, I can. You guys aren't going to have a good time, though.
Oh, that's why I'm not doing it.
I'll be like, we got to stop. We got to stop.
We'll ruin this for everybody.
I got to stop. I can't keep driving. Joe, you're on the parkway. There's nowhere for you to go. Oh, there's places to go.
Family Band Hot Sauce is going to be there. They were there last year. They have some delicious stuff. Hot Graham as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Lauren is the man. Lots of great stuff. Music-inspired sauces.
Yeah.
And they're so good. Our buddy Ron from Hell's Kitchen is going to be there. I honestly think Ron is the most interesting man in the world. He did voice acting on the Ocean County Choppers PS2 game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Orange County Choppers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's performed on Broadway.
I was going to say, then he was on Broadway.
He's a hot sauce guy.
And then he did hot sauce.
Yeah. This is passion project.
It's all over the place.
Like, yeah, whatever works. Yeah.
We were talking to him last year.
Genuinely one of the nicest people.
Yeah, we were just talking to him. We were having a good time. And he just throws a bombshell. He's like, yeah, I did Broadway. I was like, time, pause, roll that back. What?
Well, there's people out there that, like, they just, in a short amount of time, they've done everything. Yeah, I have a coworker. He's 40. He was a carpenter. He did movies, like, in Hollywood and stuff. He knows how to play the piano out of nowhere. He was a high school track and field athlete, had no idea. And now he's just a teacher. He's just some guy I work with.
Just chilling, yeah. Does he have long hair?
No, he has short hair.
Oh.
But his name's also Joe. And he's Italian.
You sure he's not Jesus? He checks a lot of boxes.
A lot of Jesus boxes. Well, if I was Jesus, I wanted to hide out, I'd change my name to a J because of simplicity.
Right, right.
And I'd totally be a teacher, you know, just be out there in the world, in the public, and no one knows.
Teach your...
Is he Jesus? Do I work with Jesus now?
You checked a lot of boxes.
I'll ask him. I feel like
started as a carpenter.
It's like the cop thing. If you ask another cop, they gotta tell you.
Yeah, gotta say.
If you ask someone if they're Jesus, he legally has to tell you.
He does have to say it.
That's how that works.
I think it's Jesus.
I'll report back. I'll let you guys
know. Then if he is Jesus, ask him if he's autistic. Because there's a big thing going around.
I saw that video. Jesus is autistic. Yeah. It's fine though.
Yeah,
I get it.
No, I get it. I'm just. If you're not aware, Because you're looking at me very puzzled. There is a...
I don't know how square peg equals round hole in this
I'm
one.
I'm going to try and find the video.
So there is a... what's the... the word for...
Like TikTok?
Like, no, it's like the theory. Like the... It's a...
A headcanon?
Not a head... Well, it could be canon.
Conspiracy theory?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh. That Jesus was autistic because... The way like they describe like the carpenter and how he does his stuff is like very meticulous and like this and that. And they were like, that's autism. It's like straight up like all of the words that they are using to describe how Jesus is and what he was doing just sounds like he was autistic. Not a bad way.
No.
But like, you know, the very meticulous way he does things and how he had his things laid out and like... They were just breaking it down, and they're like, guys, pretty sure Jesus is autistic. Which,
cool.
Could be.
Phil says, the man finished his main quest and just started doing side quests. He goes, yeah, it's written in the Bible, like John 3:16 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be so many sauces there. Hook and Arrow is going to be there.
I love Hook and Arrow.
I need to get their cayenne sauce again.
Their sauce, that sauce on eggs was like,
Oh, it's my go-to. And I was so sad that I ran out of it.
I ran out so quick.
Jersey Barnfire, Karma Sauce, Pepper Rowan Co., Red's Fermented Hot Sauce is going to be there. Smoke and Tin Roof again. Source Fire, Spice Beast, their first time coming up.
Yes.
I need to get more seasoning.
I still have mine, but that's because last time I bought like three of them.
Not to harp on this whole Jesus autism.
Oh, God.
Oh, you found it?
I found the video.
Okay. So could you send that? Do you still have your phone hooked up
to Bluetooth? No, but go ahead and search for Bluetooth.
See if we can send this real quick.
I'm going to throw it into
It's chat. Now discoverable. I don't want it to be on my phone. Disconnect their phone.
It's in the chat now. I don't know how to... Technology, so you guys
don't you make
out.
Me do it.
Okay, I am going to...
You're the one.
The chosen one.
Why? Select two objects that are the same. I'm just trying to open and look at a TikTok.
Select two objects that are the same. Oh, what is... I got one of the...
Unexpected error. Love really? That. Come
one,
on.
One technology
of the,
hates you.
One That's of the what, things...
Why,
I'm
why telling why you, are you a tech guy?
Why do you run the board? I was doing one of the captchas once, and it was like...
Oh, I love this comedian, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They were talking about like the little AI captcha thing. It was like, find out which one of these isn't AI generated. It was like, you would like me to figure that out, would you? Close the page. You ain't getting shit from me.
I'm not one of your diddy pigs.
I'm not letting you learn.
All right, here's the audio from that.
Printer autistic? Like Jesus?
Yeah. Like Jesus?
Jesus is autistic?
I would love to hear that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Jesus, according to the Bible, was a meticulously skilled carpenter, right? But that was before we invented the word savant. So according to the Bible, Jesus was a carpenter savant with a foot fetish who died a virgin at 33 years old.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You do the math, dude. That's the most autistic thing I've ever heard. My dad's like a carpenter autistic.
I'm just saying.
The math maths.
The math maths. It checks out. We've left Bob's
Oh my
this.
God.
I don't know. It's so good. I crack up every time it pops up. Every single time.
We've left Bob speechless. Yeah. We've done it.
Mission accomplished. We can end the podcast now.
We've done it.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Just they're right.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can admit it.
That they're correct.
I like his inflection changes. That's the most autistic thing I've ever heard.
Right.
And he is great. Like, have you seen clips of his stand-up?
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. Fantastic.
I couldn't tell you his name at all.
No.
It's probably on that video, but I have no clue what his name is.
No.
He's really good, though.
I like it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mystery of it.
Yeah. It keeps me intrigued and going. That's
oh,
like
it's this guy. Oh, he's great.
It's an
that
ADHD
guy's great.
Thing.
Yeah.
So once you, like, once I've learned something enough to the point where like I can recognize it, it's dead forever.
So before when we were talking about the Fallout game, you mm-hmm. said that you had this like Adderall time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, he just has like a whole ability that I don't have. And if this was a video game, that's like a skill tree I can't unlock. That's like a perk I'm not allowed to have.
It's a skill tree no one wants.
I don't care. I wish I had it. It's like you just have this time. Like,
okay, here's the superpower. You ready? You get really invested for things until you get 80% done. And then after that 80%, you've learned enough of it to not give a shit anymore. So then you go find something else that's interesting. And that's the superpower.
Holy shit, that's me with video games.
Yeah.
That's me with RPGs. That's me. I did that for the Legend of Zelda game, Breath of the Wild.
Ask me how many games I've finished in my life.
Got like, right, I literally got up to the final boss and I'm like, I don't want to beat this game right now.
Bob, ask me
and
how many.
And then just stopped.
Ask me how many.
Tears of the Kingdom did the same.
Yep.
All of them.
I think I've completed one game. It might be two. I think I'd completed God of War 3.
Did you finish Baldur's Gate? I still haven't finished it either. It's a phenomenal game.
You know the last time we played?
Yeah.
That's it. Haven't even left Act 1. It's a fantastic game. It was gorgeous. It was a lot of fun. Died. My brain was like, that was a good time. Put it in a picture. We're never going back. I have PS3 games that are still goddamn sealed. When my brain chooses that that thing is dead to me, it's dead to me.
Oh, my God.
Which is why I was excited for Adderall. Because Adderall leaves my brain where I'm like, I want to do that thing. And your brain's like, then do it. And the other part of my brain goes, yeah. Without Adderall, it's, I want to do that thing. And then my brain goes, shut the fuck up. No, you're not. What's that over there? That looks more important. And then my brain goes, yeah, he's probably right. And it's terrible. It's really bad. But Adderall. So,
fix me.
Yeah, I am waiting for the weekend that I could just pop an Addy, because I usually don't take them on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm trying to do something in the backyard, like work-related, then I'll pop one down.
Let's get to work.
Come I'm on, waiting guys. For like the one day where I can just be like, I'm going to take Adderall at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then get home and then just play video games for like 6 hours. That's all I want to do. I just want to see if my ass and Adderall could sit down and play a single-player game and not rely on other people for the enjoyment of the game. Because that's normally how it works. I want to play multiplayer games because the friends being there means I should be there, and also I'm having fun and I'm stimulated enough with friends that even if this is I could have a good time.
Have you ever done a LAN party?
All the time. I used to do it all the time.
Those are my favorite
mm-hmm. I used to do memories in my basement. Video gaming. Yeah.
Yeah. The best memories of video games.
We do them in high school in our tech lab. Everyone would play Tribes.
I used to bring Rock Band.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't supposed to do, but I did in Freehold. I bought it, pop music. I bought period one. I bought my Rock Band in. And then the teacher was like, oh, that's really cool. That's really interesting. You could do it like once a month on a Friday. You could bring it in. I was like, you got it.
You got it.
Every day.
And he was not like, gonna stop me.
He's like, every Friday. We could do every Friday. And I was like, heard you loud and clear.
Every day.
So
in college, when I was running track and cross country, we couldn't trust each other not to drink. Mm. So we would force each other to come over, hook up your TV, your system, play video games, so we wouldn't be degenerates on our own.
We do it together.
Yeah, we had to. We had a big race coming up. It was our conference championship, and we really wanted to run well. So we're like, all right, guys, no one's allowed to drink. We're not doing it. We're like, all right, cool, we can do this. We're sitting in the house, and we're like, oh, what are we going to do? What do sober people do? So we went to the beach. We dug like a 10-foot hole. No purpose, no goal. We just dug and dug.
Just a big hole.
And we were just dirty and filthy. We used our hands for the first couple feet. It was really bad. And then afterwards, we looked back and we're like, that's not what sober people do.
Yeah, I think that was it.
It was a good time, though.
Yes, sober activity such as digging a 10-foot hole.
It was a good time. Great time.
10 out of 10.
Would recommend.
Would dig again.
Maybe next time bring a shovel.
No, we went back to the house, got a shovel, came back to the hole. Yep, we left the hole.
How far away was it?
A good mile walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a drive.
Yeah, it was
there's
by the water.
Something about track that just...
And you didn't get pulled over?
I ran...
Walking...
With a shovel?
Just down the street for a mile?
Yeah, there's a few shovels there.
No one?
No, never.
Shocking.
Oh, my God.
Running, especially distance running, you have to be a special breed, like a wild... You got to think, like, you're on a 15 to 20-mile long run with the same people every single Sunday. You don't miss a step every single Sunday. Mm. You lose things to talk about, and then you just got to keep upping the ante every time. We talked about the most wild things. Just on our own. Just
no one needs to hear.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know.
Oh, my God.
What's said on the run stays on the run.
I could never.
Or it's a felony.
I used to, when I did track, I threw shit.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to run.
Throwers hate distance runners because we're weird.
Yes. Well, mostly because we can't run that far. We just throw shit. This is what we do. And then there was always that part of the track meet where, like, your school doesn't have enough runners, but there's still other, like, schools that need to run. They're like, you guys want to run? I was like, no.
No, I'm not here for that.
See that ball? That's what I do. I throw that ball.
And then I sit down and have a cheesesteak.
Yeah, and then I sit down and I relax. And then I laugh at all the people running around in circles because it's, like, worse NASCAR. Because there's no crashes here. Well, I mean, every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then you get that one kid.
You get that one kid. Or the hurdles. Those I'll pay attention to.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're going to see one. Especially, like, the later in the day where, like, it's not the good people mm-hmm. running. That's when you pay attention.
Speaking of hurdling, though, I ran and I got my my college's school record for steeplechase. And they just broke it. So, 10-year record knocked down.
Mm. Yeah. It happens.
It happens.
At least it was there, you know?
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah.
I was just a little piece of me was like a little heartbroken about it. I said congrats to the kid on social media, but
yeah. Used to be me. Fuck.
Used to be me.
I'm not sad.
I used to be great.
I've always been right there, man.
Remember me.
I had the plaque.
Oh, God. You know, I think those were the funniest. They were like, come on, we need, just run like, 400. I was like, best I could do is two. They're like, okay, can you do the fucking baton thing then? I only need to go two. So I'd be like, fuck, fine, I'll do the thing with the baton. Except we're not trained.
It's not.
I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to do. You're like, you want to go first? Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do either way.
So, well, like now they make it like a comedy thing. There is a, it's called a big man's relay, where they just have the throwers compete.
Yeah.
Then there's always that one team that like puts in the jab throwers who are just sprinters that throw javelin.
Yeah.
Or they just put in their sprinters. Mm. But like for the most part, it's like your quintessential thrower on the track hauling because they're racing other throwers and it is the life.
Then
of
it's
the
a competition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like when I used to race, I wasn't big, but I could throw shit real far. This is great. I used to do discus. Yeah. And then they were like, you want to do shot put? I was like, throw a fucking cannonball? Fuck yeah. I'm going to yell boom while I do it too.
Boom.
So I used to do that. I wasn't like big.
Yeah.
But then when it came to like, you know, the races, every now and then there'd be like, all right, there's the one team with the fucking fast kid left. And then the other teams are just... Who you got? Who's left?
Who's willing to run this?
Yeah. So then you get the big guys. That does. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fuck him up. Like, yeah. I could definitely take him out.
I'm not gonna come in last.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going last. My goal. I'm not going for first. I don't care about second. I really don't give a shit about third. Podium means nothing to me. If I'm last, I'm killing myself.
Team not last. Yeah. That's what I always strive for.
So I was like, I already won in the throwing shit. I just need to not be last here, because then the win will mean nothing.
I got a pity clap once.
Oh.
Yeah. I had two stress fractures, one in both my legs. And my coach was like, you're running. I was like, coach, I'm on crutches right now. I have crutches actively in front of you. It's like, you're running. It's like, are you serious?
Do you see these? Oh my God.
I'm picturing you like,
yeah, did you go with
the... No. Like when he told me I was running, I was at the cross country race at Homedale Park. and I was on crutches.
No, did you run with the crutches?
No. You can't do that.
Well, I had
a stress fracture in my right leg, in my tibia, and I had a stress reaction in my left leg. Mm-hmm. And I ran, and my normal time was 7 minutes faster than what I ran. Mm. And I was coming in dead last, like, tears coming down the eyes. It hurt a lot.
And I'm like, wonder why.
I'm damn near walking, and they started pity clapping me, and I got so angry. I was about to curse off the crowd.
Did you fucking clap?
Bite your tongue, Graham. Just walk on by.
Just sitting there flipping off the crowd. Bite your tongue. Or you're just sitting there, you like, do one of these.
Yeah, just like clearly getting them. I wonder.
I love, like, when those kind of things happen. Like, when I was playing football in high school, I gave a kid a concussion, but I broke my pinky in the process. Worth it.
Worth it.
We were losing 100%. So goddamn bad. But it was won. Like it was like 75 to like 3. It was bad. And they put me on kickoff. So I was like, I'm fucking destroying this guy. He's going to try to run it back for a touchdown. I'm going to fucking rip him in half. It's going to be bad. I'm going to fucking full speed sprint. So he's running right at me. I'm like, oh, he's fucking dead. I've watched
what
enough Madden.
Idiot.
That Madden was fucking hit stick season. I was going under and up. Like he was going to get air. Little kid too. Like I was, so I get like, and then the fucker tried to juke me. And I was like, the fuck you are. And I just punched his So I
clear
got him.
Flag. Clear
no,
flag.
No flag. It was no good. Flag? Well, because I tackled him after I punched him. Don't worry about it.
Lead with the fist.
Yeah, you lead.
Yeah.
So that happens, and then I get to the sideline. I'm fucking holding my arm. My coach's like, you good? And I look at my hand. It's already like three times the size. I'm like, I'll be honest. No. But then everyone's over here like, you good? Good hit, good hit. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then I look up on the field. Like the other team's coming
dead. Out.
Kids lay on the floor.
Kids just Jesus down on the field.
I was like, got him.
Oh, you just buddy taped that sucker together. Get back in the game.
No, it was like an ultra fracture.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, there was like
blood.
No blood, but like it wasn't a compound fracture.
Oh.
It was just like here. I really don't know how I broke that many. I guess because when I hit it, I then went down and I hit it again. It's like a two tap from your pinky.
Is that like your worst sports related injury?
No. I broke almost everyone.
Like, all the digits?
Yeah. I think I actually broke my middle finger while I had the cast on for my ring finger.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
So
that one was impressive from my doctor. It was at the point my mom on the phone speed dial had the orthopedic at number one, not my dad. And I used to have my own room in the orthopedic. And then it got to the point where when I used to go in, he had to come up with like new and creative ways to like reset my fingers because the 1-2 go, you could only do that so many times.
It loses.
So at some point he'd be like 1-2-3. And like, you didn't do it. And he'd be like, you
bastard.
And then he'd be like, all right, so how'd you do this one? And I'd be like, foot. One of these days I'm going to get you. And, you know, so almost all of them. I think this ring finger was safe. And everything up, wrists, both my wrists, hockey, slap shots.
Yeah.
You know, try to stop the puck with your hand or try to stop the slap shot with your wrist.
Mm.
Which,
great way to try.
It slows the momentum down.
Yeah, touch.
Just a dad. But yeah, both wrists, both thumbs. The thumb was fun. I slid playing football, and when I went to go land, because it was muddy, thumb went down, body kept going, thumb went that way.
Ooh,
hurt my thumb. Don't say that.
Went into the nurse's office and went, ah, and it's like down here.
Nurse throws up.
It was down here and like puffed up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ice? And she goes, oh God, no. Parent. Didn't even, she's like, ice is going to do shit for
this,
that right
this
now.
Was in high school?
That was middle school.
Middle school. Dang, I was about to say, I know exactly who the nurse was.
No, that was middle school. She was like, absolutely not. Which parents? You're good. You go home. Ice is good to anything.
So, God, meanwhile, my worst school-related injury was my trombone biting my, like, the inside of my finger right here.
Oh, I didn't see, that's think about pain, how you were though, doing that. It's like, just
I wouldn't want to experience.
It's just a little clip.
It wasn't even that. It was stupider. I was sitting there bored in class, and so when you're sitting there with the trombone, it's kind of like sitting on the bench playing hockey. You have your horn down.
Yeah.
I had the bell on my knee, and I'm sitting there like just bouncing my leg because I'm like, I'm not playing anything. I'm just sitting whatever, and I'm holding my slide, talking to my friend, and I bounced it a little too much. The horn went up. The slide stayed down. And then because the horn is heavy, it came down and like almost like, you know, like three hole punchers.
Yeah.
That's what it did to like the webbing here. Ooh. And I have two scars right there.
So it happened
third
twice.
One underneath.
So I have it three
times.
See, you can't really get those injuries with a trumpet.
I'm not smart. Okay.
I think the only trumpet injuries I got were when you bring it up way too fast. Like you were just like, you weren't paying attention. And it's just like, you're like, ooh, fuck. But then mouthpiece just like right in the fucking trumpet.
I have had someone steal my slide mid performance.
It's me. So, I'm the one that did that to the trombone players.
We were
sat next to each other.
No, not even that. We were doing our show my freshman year. I only marched trombone my freshman year. Every other year I played the euphonium because I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here. Yeah, basically a baritone, but marching baritone. Mm. So it's just a big beefy trumpet.
Mm.
So in this one formation, I'm going this way and the bass drums are going that way.
Oh God.
And the bass drums, they have to walk, you know, like this instead of like this to the field. So they're walking this way and they're swinging out. They're playing. Well, I'm coming all the way out with my horn. The bass drum is coming all the way out because they're getting ready to hit. His mallet hooks my slide.
Yes.
And just yeets my slide off.
Were you playing the note?
Yeah.
So it just went. Rat.
It just went. Ha.
You sound like a mallard.
That's basically what a trombone sounds like without the slide on. So the rest of the show, I'm just standing there, like, holding my horn, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like,
what's going on?
And that was the only time the bass drums came anywhere close to the trombones, so it's not like he could just hand me my slide back.
Oh, he's gone.
So he's just holding on to it the rest of the show, and I'm just like,
can I get that back?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, God. We have some Phil in the chat. So I never finished my mile in gym test. Our gym was a quarter mile, and I ran three laps so slow, the gym teacher said, wow, Phil, 8:46, nice time. So I just stopped running. And that, everybody, is why I'm not a teacher. Because that is me.
You could do that in teaching.
I don't know how to make my mouth not just do that.
Well, no, that's like a scapegoat. Like, oh, 8:45, great mile time, right? I do it with my students sometimes.
No.
Like, everyone did the essay, right?
That was the third lap.
Yeah.
He didn't get to four laps.
Exactly. You give him the cop out. You tell him, 8:45, right? Yeah, we did a great job. Where'd he go, Phil?
I think he was just giving him the time for the next lap. is what that was. I think he was passing the start. It was like, wow, Phil, 8:45, good time. Still got a quarter to go.
Still got to keep running now. I would have called there. Now you're done.
I remember when we used to do like the presidential fitness and whatever things. They were like, put your feet against that wall and then stretch if you don't have scoliosis. What the fuck does that mean? I can't ever reach it. Do I have scoliosis? No, your back is fine. What does that mean? I just have shit stretching?
Yep.
That's what that means.
That's all it is.
But they didn't tell you that.
That
they
was were like, the you're only either, thing I couldn't do.
You're either healthy or you have scoliosis. Yeah,
you're going to die.
There was no in between. And then they'd be like, oh, the mile, you have fucking like 6 minutes. I was like, six minutes? Fastest I've ever run is like 9.5, and I almost died. So like the one year, the teacher just like, you really got to like, go for it. I was like, you want me to like fucking pass out? They're like, if you got him, I was like, fuck it, fine. I want the fucking little ribbon. So I did like a 6:30 or something like that. And I got the little fucking ribbon. I just passed out.
Just hold on.
I passed the line. He goes, good time. And I just fell on the floor. I was like, nurse's office. I didn't see
his office. Then you just hear the echo, good time.
It's like, fuck, hey, this is bullshit.
So I don't know exactly when they start the mile test, but I was in fourth grade, and I was a dumb kid. And I got in my head. I was like, I'm the fastest kid in this school. And I just said it. Like, unclear if I was. I just am. And I line up for the gym mile, and we have, like, the fourth and fifth graders doing it together.
Mm.
And I look at the teacher. I'm like, I'm the fastest kid in school. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, Graham. And I take off like a bat out of hell. Like, full sprint, full speed. I'm out way in front. And I come around the first lap, and he's like, pace yourself, kid. Like, you go a little fast there. And then I finished the whole mile, and my gym teacher was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And I, like, walked away.
Yeah, fine.
He went to my mom, who's like, I've never seen a kid run like that. You got to get him in track. And my mom's like, you want to run track? I was like, no. Running's not a sport. It's what you do in gym. I'm going to go play soccer. And then I was a subpar soccer player until high school. And then I ran track finally.
And then, oh my God. Then we did track.
Yeah, then we finally did track. But I realized, hey, track is actually a sport. So, kind of. Yeah,
kind of. I just, when I did track, they were like, you want to throw stuff? I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck like, you want to run? I was like, God, no.
No.
It's like, I'll throw things all day long. I do that whether or not I'm going here. So
yeah, I'm going to throw shit in the hallways if I don't throw it here.
Yeah.
The football coach wanted me to play. And I'm like, no, I'm in the band. And he's like, all right.
Our football coach.
And then he was my driver's ed teacher.
Oh.
So every week that I had to do driver's ed.
You're going to play football? I'll give you an A.
Literally, he's in the car with me teaching me how to drive. And you the guys entire got a time. Car? Oh, we had two.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah, driver's ed was in a classroom for me.
Yeah, driver's ed was in a classroom with like a fucking projector.
We had that.
This is a steering wheel.
Could you imagine the simulators in a car?
No.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine our school with a car?
Oh, that thing would be on two wheels every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
There would be a police car outside the parking lot for when inevitably they just drove away with the teacher.
With the teacher, your mind.
We're going to get Duncan. Turn the car around.
They literally had to. That was part of the test that they did at the school.
Was to go get Duncan.
Was run? To go. Because it would take place during your lunchtime. So they're like, all right. You're going to have to learn how to do a drive-through anyway. So they would take us through the drive-through. The teacher
just wanted food.
Yeah, the teacher just wanted
food. I know that move. I love that move.
So the teacher would be like, you feeling McDonald's today or Wendy's? What do you want? And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter.
What are you feeling?
All right.
Pizza?
Here's my card. Order what you want. I got you. So the entire time he'd be like, oh yeah, we'll go do this. By the way, you're joining the football team next year. And that's, I can't. And that's it. And I'm like, I'm in the marching band.
That was just Uber.
You don't want me.
I would love to see a marching band person just with pads on.
Wasn't that
like doing the halftime show, but also playing in the
group? Didn't Myhold have one?
No, probably. My freshman year, they did that.
Yeah,
my freshman year. Before
marching in his pads,
our band director wouldn't allow it. Still on. But my freshman year, that's exactly what happened.
With the hat over the helmet,
he was like a third string, like, you know.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah.
He would play, but not all the time, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. He does and like the kickoff. Instead of going with his
team to
special teams,
like yeah, half teams. To halftime, he'd just go into the stands, pick up his horn, and march in his like in his.
You're not helping us
gear.
Anywhere, but
yeah,
like, you got to get out there.
Just he get was out a better trombone player than he was a football player. That's for sure.
We had the police officer with the drunk goggles and the golf cart.
Yeah, that I remember.
I flipped that thing three times before the cop told me stop.
By the way,
I learned I could be really good at drunk driving when I put those goggles on. I feel like the cop was kind of scared.
Did you see straight?
He's like, did you? You didn't miss a cone. I was like, no, they're pretty easy to spot. Like, it's really not. Did I give you the right goggles?
Oh, my God.
I think I'm just really good at drunk driving. I'm going to be great at prom.
In the chat, Ange says, marching band kid joining the football team sounds like a bad Disney movie.
It really does, but I also 100% expect it to be one of those, like the old Disney direct whatever ones.
I'm picturing reverse High School Musical.
Yeah.
I'm not going Disney. I'm going Hallmark. It's a true love story.
Nah.
The Christmas marching band.
No, there's a.
You're in the Christmas parade.
Oh, the Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving game. Come on.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
you can hit the holiday. You can hit there.
B-rated
sci-fi.
Where they're like, the sci-fi one could make sense because it's like he's a football player, but also he's got to keep up to the marching band because there's a fucking, his alien is in the marching band. That could be a sci-fi thing.
I think that is just the premise of Kyle XY. You ever see that show?
No.
It's old show.
That was what, CW or was that sci-fi? Yeah,
that was CW. But like, sci-fi. It was just about this alien kid that ends up in America just hanging out. It's the only reason I know that, like...
Add murder if it's a Lifetime, too.
Oh, dad dies in a tragic car accident. He plays football for his father.
And it turns out the guy who killed him in the accident is the tuba player.
The plot twist.
Hear me out. The whole entire percussion, Muppets.
And we've hit full circle.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! The only thing I remember about Kyle XY were the billboards that just had a guy without a belly button.
Yep,
that
it's
was
the
all
only
it was.
Reason I learned that like genetic males are XY chromosome. That's it. That's the only reason I know it. Kyle XY. It's he's a dude got XY chromosome. I don't know why that stuck with me. So anytime like a teacher asks, it's a boy.
Phil says in the chat. No, Joe, everyone are Muppets except the murderer. I think it'd be better if everyone weren't Muppets except the murderer.
The murderer was
the
Muppet.
The murderer was the Muppet.
Little Muppet knife.
It's like first person view.
You see the stick holding the arm?
Yeah.
It's clearly just a dude.
We need to make this. We have potential. I've got two
Lifetime.
I've got two green
Hallmark,
screens.
Hallmark, Disney. If you want to pick this up, you know,
sci-fi.
Give us a call.
You know? Let's recreate an entire Lifetime, or maybe not Lifetime, Hallmark. Let's create one entire Hallmark movie. Just with sock puppets.
I actually know someone who's produced Lifetime movies.
Can we borrow them?
Borrow them.
So what I want to do is get the movie, green screen the entire movie behind it, and then wherever there's a human, just put a sock puppet in place. Just slightly larger so that you can't see the human anymore, and then mouth all the words. I think we could do it, guys.
I hate it so much. Because
Lifetime is the perfect one and Hallmark because they don't pay a lot of people to have extras. So it's really only like 5 characters. So like we could do it. We can get a 5 pack of socks, different colors. We could do this.
You do have all
we
those
have
buttons.
The technology.
We have the buttons. I have the green screens. We have the technology. I think we could do this.
We could do this. This could be our niche.
1 hour and a half Hallmark movie. Sock puppets.
What was it, Lifetime movies they'd show in health class? What were the movies they showed where it was like about the STDs and it was just so wildly over the top?
I can't imagine that.
I feel like that was just like a made for sex ed class
movie. Sex
ed. Yeah.
One of the ones that they showed us was a chlamydia outbreak at high school.
Mm.
Where literally every student got chlamydia, like the entire school. There
Do you
wasn't
know how impressive
one kid.
That would be?
Yeah, right. Like that'd be what? Like you'd have to close the school.
Was
something
the school,
seriously wrong?
Was the school sponsored by Playboy? Like,
what are you all doing?
Yeah, what are you all doing? Orgies in the right. In the gym? Like, what's happening? Even the nerds?
Yeah, even like the whole school.
I'm picturing some kid with like broken glasses, pocket protector. Hey, guy, why is everyone's balls itch?
Were the teachers in it?
No, the teachers, they never said they got chlamydia, but like they probably had.
It was
implied.
All the students are like itching themselves, and the teacher's under the desk, and you just see the slight arm move. Like,
there it is. He has it too.
Ah!
The janitor's just in the hallway You think he's mopping?
Up against
he's
the mop.
He's got this weird itch going on, I don't know.
Yeah. Just emptying the recycle bin real quick.
I hit it here. I need new friends.
Oh, God. This is
I think the podcast is going to be canceled now.
That's always a possibility, I guess.
Yeah. You know what we need to do? We need to make sock puppets for Saturday. We need to have sock puppets for the Boston Hot Sauce Festival.
Yeah. We make them look like us.
You make them look like us. It's very easy. This is really not hard.
I have an army of children that will assemble these. If we get the socks and like the buttons and everything, they'll fit. They'll do it. That'll be today's class project.
You think we can get sock puppets of Kazire, Kyle, and crew?
That'd be so fun.
Do one sit down episode, just 5 minutes of all of us just sock
just puppet form.
Just see all of us in puppets. Hey guys. At Boston.
Oh, you know, it'd be a really fun, like, little trip activity while we're driving up. It's like, find Dollar General, stop at a Walmart, and we assemble them on the road. Whatever we can get is what ends up happening.
Well, you know, Ange brings a good point. It's a great activity for take your child to work day.
But that's happening Friday. We'll be driving.
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my company's doing it Friday.
Well, your company's dumb. Yeah,
your company's wrong.
Because tomorrow's take your child to work day.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should complain. You should just lie about having...
Yeah, me and my child.
Yeah, lie about having a kid. My son would have loved this.
I'll bring a sock puppet tomorrow.
You bring one of those flower babies from high school.
Guys, should fuck up. You can't have a meeting right now. It's really fucking annoying. You should probably just get some real work done.
No, you walk into a quiet room. There just... You walk into the quiet room like, I'm sorry, he's crying so loud. Really sell it.
Joe, you've been in the bathroom for like an hour and a half. He just won't stop.
Yo, hard is to change this thing.
I don't know what to do.
Oh my God.
He's lost like 3 pounds. Just flour on the floor.
It has the big googly eyes. And they just always walk down.
Just one big googly eye.
One big one. One standard.
And the other is just Sharpie with the eyes closed. He's just really squinting the whole time. Just,
he loves to wink.
Just.
Oh my God.
Why'd you draw him so angry?
I didn't draw him this way.
It's just his personality.
It's just how he is. He's so angry.
I don't even know.
We're just breaking Bob this episode.
We got Bob this episode.
Started with Jesus being autistic, ended with Flower Baby angry.
Fill in the chat. My wife is staying home with Gideon for take your kid to work day. So you've reversed it? It's take your mother take to home day?
Yeah, leave your wife at home day?
I mean, hey, it works. That's how we should all do it. Like, I'm taking my kid to work day. I'll be home.
Oh, oh my God. Man. No, I couldn't do that. It just popped in my head. I should have bought like one of those big Nerf guns. Like, you know how they have like the tripod turret one now? Mm-hmm. It's insane. It'd be hilarious to bring your kid to work day. If I just had this giant turret Nerf gun, but you definitely can't bring Nerf guns to school.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you definitely can't. Yeah, it's a big no-no. You can't bring any gun like thing to a school.
What about the gel blasters?
No. Nothing gun-like can come into a school anymore.
Define gun-like.
Anything that shoots a projectile.
But so what if it looked nothing like a gun? And it just...
Like a crossbow?
And it just shot Nerf rockets.
Nerf rocket? I remember those from kids.
I still have mine, I think.
Cool, guys.
No. Mine was like a foot-long rocket tube. No, shot one of them,
and it made had it, one. It made the grenade launcher thunk.
Yeah. You need those for Normandy, but well, not us. We didn't. I didn't apply to get one. But that's the little footballs.
No. But the one I'm thinking of from like childhood, it only came with one rocket. It was like a foot long.
Oh, that guy
pumped it up.
Yeah. I remember that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you had to go run and get it because you only had the one.
Yeah, but it only went like 25 feet.
It's more than enough.
Eh.
What?
Eh.
Would it be sick if it went like 100 feet? Of course.
Well, I used to just...
Of course, but still.
I was like, Dad, this isn't far enough. He'd be like, what are you going to do about it? And I was like, well, you have a compressor. And,
and I have a dream.
And I have a dream, so...
Why? Why is it already a thing? Oh, is that AI?
No, yeah, but Ange sent it to me.
Love it. Love it. Can we show this?
It
can
is a Muppet being Muppet playing trombone being chased by a football player. Probably can't see that.
No, he killed my father.
We'll throw it up.
He did it. I know it was him.
Oh my God, that is incredible. But yeah, so I feel like it's a good jumping off point. We've been at this for almost an hour and a half.
Jesus.
It's every time.
It's so good.
Real quick though, before we leave, Boston Hot Sauce or Boston Sauce Party this weekend, bostonsauceparty.com for your tickets at Harpoon Brewery, which I cannot wait for. We are going to be outside. Weather
supposed to be mid 60s.
Gorgeous.
Sunny.
Oh, love that.
So can't wait for that. And there is going to be so much going on at this festival, like 24 different hot sauce brands. There are going to be some really cool events as well going on. Let me pull up the info. So for Saturday, there is the Boston Spice Awards at 1, the Marshmallows from Hell Challenge, sponsored by Hell's Kitchen Hot Sauce at 3, featuring Hipster Repellent.
Yeah.
Are either of you doing that one?
No. I might give it a try.
I like tasting.
No, I can live without it.
Sunday is the Golden Skillet Award, sponsored by Cast Iron Kyle.
Nice.
And 3 o'clock on Sunday is the Spiked Pizza Eating Challenge, sponsored by DEFCON. There's also a Wing Challenge.
Somewhere.
When is that? That is, oh, that's Saturday at 6 is the Wing Challenge, sponsored by DEFCON. Nice. So,
oh, they're doing DEFCON for the Wing 2.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Maybe.
Yeah, that might be one I would do as well. I would have to really think on that. But yeah, that's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. Hopefully we'll see you up there. If not, we're going to be doing a recap video on top of the vlog style video that we're going to be doing as our like project while we're up there. But we'll be doing a recap episode. Cast Iron Kyle is going to be coming on as well, talking from his point of view as well. Plus, Joe is going to have an idea for the next cooking episode, I'm sure, with all the different sauces and everything like that.
Oh, I'll come up with something.
We're also going to be going to Yaz's table, hopefully, if we make it up there in time.
I'm hoping.
Ooh. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Her sauces are amazing, too. But so I guess for, you know, the usual, make sure you check out our website, tabletoptrio.com, all the social medias, all that kind of stuff. If you're a podcast listener, you could check us out live on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. If you're a Twitch viewer, you can re-listen to this wherever you find podcasts, but mostly just our website, tabletoptrio.com. So for one final time, I'm Bob.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Graham.
It's been the Tabletop Trio Podcast. Have a great night. We'll see you up in Boston.